something is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, Four Kinds of Blessings.
Hallelujah.
Genesis chapter number 24, I want to read from verse 34. Abraham's servant is speaking here. And he said, I am Abraham's servant. And the Lord hath blessed my master greatly. Hey, oh boy. Even the servant knew it was the Lord that blessed him. He knew it. And notice the word greatly. He says, I am Abraham's servant, and the Lord hath blessed my master greatly, and he is become great. And he hath given him flocks and herds and silver and gold and men servants and maid servants and camels and asses. Whew. That's the testimony of Abraham's servant. It says, the Lord hath blessed my master greatly. Greatly. Have you been blessed greatly? So where's your money? Somebody's at the back. Listen, let me tell you something. How many of you know money is the cheapest thing to have? Some of you don't quite agree, but because you're going to say from your experience, you know, it's not quite cheap, right? That's what you think. I know you think so. Some of you think so. You're surprised that I would say that. Okay. See, the difference between being rich and being poor has nothing to do with money. I know some of you agree because you think I'm going to say it is righteousness. No, it's not righteousness. You can be rich with righteousness and you can be poor with righteousness. The Lazarus that the angels took to heaven with sores in his body, he was a righteous man. When he died, he went to heaven. He was a righteous man, but he had sores all over his body. And God allowed him because that was the life he chose. So you can go to heaven, have a lot of sores in your body on earth, and suffer and beg. Lazarus was a beggar. He was a beggar. He was a beggar. He was a righteous man. When he died, angels came and picked him up. Glory to God, he ended well. But you see, you can have a great life here so that the kingdom of God can be expanding through you. That's what really matters. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, you're going to have to learn to function in this level of life. See, when you cast yourself on Jehovah, you trust His word. You trust His word. You give yourself over to His word. You give yourself to His word. And then you find God can ask you. Listen, I told you something some time ago. Every time God commands you to give, never think He's trying to take something from you. There is a law of the Spirit that He has to function with. He has to have a right to deliver certain things into your hands that someone else doesn't get or will not get. He has to have that right. So whenever the Holy Ghost is telling you to give something, it's because He is holding something that He wants to deliver to you. And so He says, give me this. So he has to operate on the law of harvest. Otherwise, he has a reason to demand the same thing. And she has a reason to demand the same thing. But God says, I'm giving you a word. Give me that thing. And he doesn't show you what is God for you. Because it's a life of faith. And then, because you don't see it, you are only conscious of what you are releasing. So, you think when you release, you lose. And so it keeps you where you are. So many are afraid to give. And because they are afraid to give, they have to stay in the first level of God's blessings. And the highest they can attain is the next level of God's great blessings. To move to God's greater blessings is a life of release. You no longer hold anything. Oh, I wish you understand this thing I'm telling you. Today, I can travel to any country without holding any money. I'm serious. Can travel to any country without holding any money. Money will come to me in abundance wherever I am. I can go out without money. And give instructions. You'd be amazed. See, you come to the point in your life where you discover that you are more important to God than everything else. You need to know it. Once you discover that, you will no longer be rated by money. Your value becomes the value that God places on you. So when you find yourself anywhere, everything you require will come to you. You become the center of attention to heaven. Are you catching this thing? You sure? It's so important. That's why in your life, you become daring. Daring. Instead of this commanding to receive, oh God, I ask for this, oh God, do this for me, do this for me, do this for me. Become a man, a woman who knows how to give. Oh, let me show you something. I find you this thing. Ho, 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 ho. Go to the book of Proverbs. Proverbs. Chapter number 13. Proverbs chapter 13. Are you with me? Why am I hearing your voices? What? What? You don't have chapter 13 in your Proverbs? What? I said Proverbs. She said it sounded like Romans. Proverbs. They're all right. Proverbs chapter 13. Okay, was that the debate? You are trying to find out what he said. Okay. Proverbs chapter 13. I want to read something to you. Verse 8. A very important verse of the Bible. Hey, He says the ransom of a man's life are his riches. But the poor heareth not rebuke. Hey! He says the poor, no matter how you rebuke him and try to correct him, he doesn't hear. That's the reason he continues to be poor.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
For prayer and counseling or to share your testimony with us, please call 090-296-92794. Or participate in our online church at www.christembassybeninzone1.org on Sunday, Wednesday, and Friday, or send an email to info@loveworldradionetworks.org.